Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. This sermon is for our retreat, as we have a retreat. This is the last day of our religious retreat. We have sermon during the retreat mass, but as this is also the public mass today, it will hopefully benefit all of you. We haven't in retreat yet spoken of our Blessed Mother, and we should always have a talk on Our Lady. And so that's what I wanted to do this morning, to speak on the confidence we should have in our Blessed Mother. In 1849, when Pope Pius IX had been driven out of the Vatican by the revolutionaries, he was standing on a terrace looking out at the sea, at the waves battering the shore, and thinking of how that was a symbol of the church, and how the church was being battered by its enemies, but standing strong, immovable, as it always will be. And standing next to him was Cardinal Lambruschini, an old cardinal who had weathered many battles against the church. And he said to Pope Pius IX, if you want to restore, you will not restore peace in the world except by defining the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. And indeed, it did happen that 5 years later, after centuries of many saints and holy persons desiring this definition, in 1854, Pope Pius IX defined the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. And it was 4 years after that, in 1858, that Our Lady appeared at Lourdes and said to St. Bernard, I am the Immaculate Conception. And we notice since that time especially, of course, there's always been a great devotion to Our Lady in the Church. And if you take, for example, the number of papal documents on the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, it's really an incredible number. But especially since the definition of the Immaculate Conception, devotion and confidence in Our Lady for overcoming the evils of our time has increased greatly. And Pope Leo XIII, time and time again, he stressed that if we would all just pray the Daily Rosary, we would overcome the evils of the world. So we should have, and we religious, especially being part of the Marian congregation, have the greatest confidence in Our Lady. I like to think of an incident from the life of Father Baker, Father Nelson Baker, whose tomb I visited a few times in Lockawa, New York, the beautiful Church of Our Lady of Victory, which he had built from donations from all around this country around the 1920s or 30s. I think he died in 1938. But he was known as a very holy priest, and of course he had the greatest confidence in Our Lady, and he named this church, which was built entirely for the orphans. It looks like a basilica, but he built it for the little children at a beautiful Church of Our Lady. And he named it after Our Lady of Victory, as he would always had the greatest confidence that Mary would obtain whatever victory was necessary. He especially the conversion of sinners, the conversion of non-Catholics. He prayed to her with the greatest confidence. He had a notebook that he kept in his pocket. And any time he said to someone, I'll pray for you, he would write their name down in the book. And then next time he was before Our Lady, he would take the book out and he made sure to pray for each individual by name, and you would check them off. And you can go there. They have a little museum there that you can see all these notebooks, a bunch of them over the years, with all the names that he checked off. But one incident in it that always stands out to me is when they were always short on funds in the orphanage. Sometimes he would take a bill, he would put it under the statue of Our Lord or Our Lady, and he'd say, Blessed Mother, I can't pay this, you'll have to take care of it. And he'd come back and the funds were there. But as a prudent and practical man, he also took whatever steps he could on a practical level to save money for the orphanage. So he wanted to drill a gas well. But the drilling company told him, there's no gas anywhere around your property. And Father didn't care. He got all the children together and had a rosary procession. And they went outside, and he stopped at a certain spot, and he put a medal of Our Lady on the ground there. And they finished their rosary procession. And then later he brought the drilling company in, and he said, I want you to drill as close as possible to that medal without hitting it. And so they began to drill and drill and drill and hit nothing. And they asked Father and said, there's nothing here. He said, well, keep drilling. So they drilled more and nothing. He said, keep drilling. And they were drilling for some weeks, and it became known throughout the whole town of Buffalo, New York. And so the newspapers published articles calling it Baker's Folly, making fun of the fact that he just kept drilling and drilling and there was no gas there. But then, and he was not at all disturbed about it. One day, finally, they did hit gas, and such a huge pocket of gas that came bursting out, and something one of the workers did sparked it on fire, and there was this huge column of flame that the entire city of Buffalo could see for days burning to show the whole city that Father Baker's confidence in Our Lady was well placed. So we see this in all the saints, this great trust they had in Mary, and we should have this trust too. Father Neubert, great child of Mary, Marian priest, he says there's three things especially in which we should have confidence in Mary. He says the sinner should have the greatest confidence in Mary that she will help him get out of sin. We pray to Mary, and we are her children, and we are in sin. How can we doubt that she will obtain the grace to get out of sin? Secondly, he says, when we need the grace to overcome temptation. He says, if we ever give in to temptation, it's because we didn't pray to Mary. Because if we did pray to Mary, it would be impossible for us to give way, because her prayers are infallible. And when we ask for something that we know God wants, how can we possibly not be answered when we ask to marry? And we know God does not want us to give way to temptation. And lastly, he says, when we pray for the grace to become holy. And this we should all want to do, is to become a saint. How can Mary not answer that prayer? if we pray to her for the grace to be holy. I like to recommend the prayer that St. Benedict Joseph Coppolengo used to say. The short ejaculatory prayer, it's now in the, you'll see it in the 1950s, Rococo of indulgence prayers. I forget if it's a 300 or a 500 day indulgence, something like that. Well, Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, make us saints. And that's what he used to say, and it's an indulgence prayer. And if we were to pray that prayer often, I'm sure our Blessed Mother would make us saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.